This tequila's got heart. Born in Oakland, made in Jalisco, and brought to Indianapolis. Hey guys, I'm excited about talking about this tequila right here. Maxwell Park Tequila Blanco, made at Nam, $14.99 in the highlands of Jalisco, and brought to us by an actor named Dominique Wilkins that lives right here in Indianapolis. I got the opportunity to interview Dominique. We did a full show interview where he talked about his passion and authenticity and the community around tequila that really shines through in this bottle. Maxwell Park is named after Maxwell Park neighborhood in Oakland, California, a place known for its sense of community connection and shared moments. And that's really the heartbeat for this tequila. It's a small batch, additive-free tequila made with a lot of intention. In meeting with Dominique, one of the things he talked about was how this park that he grew up around was welcoming and fun and open for everybody. And one of the things he learned about tequila was it brought people together. So during COVID, he had this idea to create this brand, searched out really all on his own what it was going to take to make a brand of tequila so he could feel that shared community right here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Let's talk about the tequila a little bit. Produced at Nam, $14.99 in the Highlands. They're using 100% Blue Weber Agave. They are all hand-selected at peak ripeness. They're fermented naturally and with a select yeast strain that is a proprietary yeast strain. Double distilled for purity in stainless steel pots with copper coils. They're also utilizing a roller mill for extraction and brick ovens for cooking. And they do take all of the spent agave fibers and use them as fertilizer, putting them right back into the soil to keep their agaves growing great. Let's pour this one and give it a little shot. I do want to mention one thing about it. He had a different name for the tequila that really was centered around this crown. And everybody talked him out of using the name that he first came up with, but kept the crown. And every single crown has a letter on it. And they're going to do a series. So each time they bring out a new selection or a new SKU, there'll be a new number that'll eventually spell out Maxwell Park. And if you get them all, there's going to be a special bottle for you for free for collecting all of them. So that's pretty cool. Let's dive into this one. On the nose, it's bright. It's clean. It's kind of fruity right out of the gate. I get some cooked agave, some red apple and pear. There's a little bit of a floral note that I like as well. Let's give it a taste. On the palate, it's silky. It's got a good cooked agave that comes through. It's got a balance of pepper with a little bit of cinnamon. Mid-taste, I pick up some tropical fruits, maybe a pineapple or a mango. Definitely a lot of agave sweetness. It's light. It's clean. It's pretty approachable. Not super complex. That floral note kind of comes through a little bit more in the second taste. Can't put my finger on the flower name, but it's got a perfumey floral type flavor. The finish itself, it's long. It heats up a little bit. There's a hint of pepper and a little bit of that fruit hanging around. It's definitely a tequila that I could sit and sip neat. You could also definitely use it in a really premium cocktail. It would really shine through on a cocktail. What I like about Maxwell Park tequila, it's more than just a tequila. It's really a tribute to connection, whether you're from Oakland or halfway around the world. Now, the bottle is here to bring people together. And this one of the things that I love the most about tequila, truly. So to Dominique, Maxwell Park and his team, here's to craftsmanship with heart. Cheers, my friends. Thanks for being on the video with me and doing the interview. If you haven't seen my full interview with Dominique, go check it out next. We talk about the inspiration behind Maxwell Park, the journey from concept to bottle. And don't forget to hit that subscribe, that like button. Every week, we do reviews and also interviews with new brand owners telling their stories. So thanks for watching. Have a great night.